Welcome back to the Deep Dive. You know the drill. We take sources, could be articles, research, notes, and we really dig in to pull out the most important bits of knowledge for you.
Mm-hmm.
Today, though, we're doing a deep dive that's, well, it's a bit different. Actually, quite thought-provoking, I think.
Yeah.
Our topic is self-defense tools for runners. And the specific focus, what to look for in a self-defense tool for runners.
Okay, sounds practical.
Right, but here's the kicker. Our source material, it's literally just that heading. That's it.
Okay, just the title.
Just the title. But, you know, we don't see that as a problem. We actually think it's a great chance to show how a really precise title can spark a, well, a surprisingly useful discussion, even with no text behind it.
Right.
So our mission today is basically to generate the insights you'd expect under that heading, to figure out what really matters for runner safety based just on that prompt.
It is an intriguing challenge, isn't it? Because that heading, what to look for in a self-defense tool for runners, it immediately triggers certain questions, certain ideas in your head.
Definitely.
So yeah, we don't have pages of text to synthesize like usual, but the title itself, it's a powerful prompt. It forces you to think about the practical stuff.
Yeah.
It brings those crucial elements right to the surface, the things that should be in an article like that.
Exactly.
So this deep dive, it's about unpacking the kind of the implied demands of that title,
yeah,
the questions it inherently asks, and then together we'll try and answer them. Basically, craft the advice that title promises.
Okay, let's do it. Let's really lean into this. So imagine you listening right now. You just saw that headline. What to look for in a self-defense tool for runners?
Mm-hmm.
What like immediately pops into your head? Gut reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond just, oh, safety. What specific things, qualities, criteria, maybe even worries? What would you expect that article to cover first?
Well, what's fascinating here is how a clear heading like that just, boom, it primes your mind for certain categories.
Yeah.
You know, it sets an expectation.
We're going to talk practical criteria because for a runner, you're not just looking for any tool. It has to work for that very specific activity,
yeah.
Running.
A totally different context.
Exactly. So if we were going to like outline this article right now, based just on the title, we probably hit a few key areas instinctively. First one, I think, has to be effectiveness.
Okay. Does it work?
Yeah. Does it actually stop or deter someone? How reliably? And that's not just about, you know, raw power. It's things like range. Do you need to be right up close or can it work from a few feet away?
Good point.
And is it like a one-shot deal or can you use it more than once if you had to? Then legality. That's huge.
Absolutely huge. Often forgotten.
Totally. What can you actually carry where you live? Pepper spray might be fine most places, but maybe certain knives aren't. Or stun guns have specific rules. You have to know the local laws. Yep. No point carrying something illegal.
That's such a critical point about legality. Easy to overlook until, well, it's way too late.
Mm-hmm.
And for a runner, my mind immediately jumps to portability.
Right.
And just how easy it is to carry.
Right.
I mean, think about it. If a tool is super effective, but it's heavy or it's bulky or it's just bouncing around driving you crazy,
you won't take it with you.
You just won't use it. Simple as that. So you need something lightweight, right? Compact. Ideally, something that fits right into your running gear, like seamlessly. Doesn't get in the way.
Mm-hmm. Clip-on, wrist strap, small enough for that tiny pocket.
Those kinds of things.
Yeah, precisely. And building right on that, there's ease of use under stress.
Yes. The adrenaline factor.
Right. When your heart's pounding, adrenaline's pumping, your fine motor skills can just, you know, disappear. It's
fumble is the last thing you want.
So can you get this thing out and working fast? Reliably. Probably with one hand. Is it intuitive? Or does it have some fiddly safety switch that you're going to mess up under pressure?
Yeah, you want simple, like point and shoot simple.
Think about pepper spray, right? Needs an easy trigger to find. Or those personal alarms, usually just a pin you pull. Obvious. Simple. Quick.
You know, here's where it really hits home for me. That title, What to Look For. It isn't just a suggestion. It's like it's a practical mandate. It's like someone saying, okay, pack a survival kit for the Arctic.
Right.
But they don't give you a list. You just know, okay, Arctic means I need serious shelter, warmth, ways to get water, signaling. Those categories just pop up.
Mm-hmm. The environment dictates the needs.
Exactly. And this title does the same thing for runner safety tools. It gives us the essential framework, the key categories we must think about, even without the article filling in the blanks for us. It basically maps out a life-saving discussion.
And that raises, I think, a really important question, especially today with so much information flying around. How much can just a title tell us? How much can it direct our thinking or even challenge what we thought we knew?
Yeah, and manage our expectations for what should come next.
Exactly. How does it set those expectations for the content that should be there? The value here isn't just about finding facts someone else wrote down. It's about you, the listener, actively spotting the, let's call them the core dimensions.
The key considerations.
Yeah, the key considerations that the title itself demands we explore. Even if the details aren't right there in front of you, it pushes you to think beyond just passively receiving info.
Mm-hmm.
It encourages you to think about how a well-structured piece should deliver on its promise, makes you a more active consumer of information, maybe even a generator of it, like we're doing now.
So yeah, this has been a pretty unique deep dive, hasn't it? We focused entirely on the profound implications packed into just a single targeted title, not wading through pages of text.
Right.
And we've hopefully shown how even when you start with almost nothing, the deep dive can still help you think critically, extract value, and even generate insights from that lack of information, which is kind of cool.
It really is. And if you connect this to the bigger picture, it's a good reminder, I think. Being well-informed isn't just about, you know, absorbing facts like a sponge.
It's also about critically looking at what's presented, what's not presented, what's missing, and what questions does this piece of information, or even just this title, naturally make you ask.
Understanding the intention behind it.
Precisely. The intent and the implied scope. Even if the content itself is thin, that understanding lets you fill in the blanks intelligently.
So what does this all mean? Let's bring it back to you listening. If you were suddenly tasked, right now, fill in the blanks under that heading, what to look for in self-defense tool for runners, what single absolutely essential piece of advice or maybe one crucial criterion, what would you prioritize first for someone heading out for a run? What's number one on your list?